switch over here for just a second. Matt, thank you so much for bringing in one of our good friends. And he has co-hosted the show for me for about 3 hours. And he's back today and a mainstay of the bullpen. And that is George Contos. George, how are you today? What do you think?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Hopefully you guys are doing as well as me. But, you know, we did some celebrating, and we're ready to full steam ahead into New York with Madison Bumgarner on the mound.
Let's talk about the homestand, because, you know, I've talked about 5-1, and it was like the 57-33 team sort of came back. You guys were held prisoners somewhere. Someone else was playing, and all of a sudden you came back, and you look like that team of the first half again that many people thought, even you had the best record in baseball, many people thought you were the best team in baseball, and now you're back.
Yeah, you know, I think it really goes back to this team. This team plays its best when our backs are against the wall. When it's time to kick it in gear because we have to, that's when you really see the heart and soul of this ball club. And these last 6-7 games, you've really seen what we're capable of doing, digging deep, and everybody doing their part. And you know, the outcome spoke for itself.
Does it feel strong? Do you feel? I mean, you know, you won a World Series. You know that, and you and I have been through this a couple of times together. You feel strong. What does the ball club look like to you all of a sudden?
I think the ball club looks like the same team that it looked like going into the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. You know, we had our starting pitching firing on all cylinders. We had Ty Block step in and, you know, pitch the game of his life and contributed in an enormous way, beating Clayton Kershaw and having the game of his life and, you know, really, really jump-starting and firing up the whole club going into today's game. You know, this was a must-win game. We didn't want to leave it into our good friend Ryan Vogelsong's hands because he pitched a great game. But, you know, Pittsburgh let it go late a little bit. But, you know, we had the mentality of 25 guys, one common goal, win today, and we were able to come in here and do that.
Very good. What was it like this morning in the clubhouse? Now, you've been in the Pittsburgh game, you know, with Volquez and Bum. Now you're heading to Syndergaard. What was the feeling this morning?
It just seemed like a normal game. Everyone was relaxed. Everyone was fired up, inspired. We had our normal pregame music by DJ Craw going. So it was just a normal day game. Just, you know, some of us were making some jokes about how you play 161 games and it comes down to game 162. I think we made it a little bit more difficult on ourselves than we would have liked to. But in the end, we're in. And all we got to do is continue to keep winning. And I think everyone is excited to where this team is headed.
Boy, one game. I realize the party has started. You know, the marathon's over, and you guys came through. All you want to do, make sure you get in. And now the party that MLB puts together, it's like miniature golf. You have to hit it through the clown's nose and come out through the windmill. You know, the one game. They say, all right, now you had fun? Try to win one game, and then let's see what you do after that. Here we go, the one-game playoff.
Yeah, you know, exactly. We've been there. We've been there in 2014 twice where it was you know, the wild card game against Pittsburgh and then going deeper and going to the last game that we could possibly play in game 7 of the World Series. So there's no question that our team is battle tested, and we've been there, and we understand what it takes to win an important ball game. So we're going into this with a lot of confidence, and we're playing great baseball, and we have our horse Madison Bumgarner on the mound, and I think everyone's going into it with a lot of confidence and a lot of steam rolling ahead.
Very good. All right, let's talk a little bit about the game today and the game this weekend. We had Ty Block on earlier. My goodness. I mean, you know, we know him from spring training, from Creighton. He's a great kid, and we know where he is in the locker room. He's got his spot right across from you there down in that corner. But let me tell you something. Now, to take the ball in that game, not only to just take the ball and give you a good game, it was one of the most dominating games of the season.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no doubt that you saw what that kid was made of yesterday. There could have been a lot of factors that would have swayed his confidence and maybe gotten into his head mentally a little bit, pitching against the Dodgers, pitching in a game that we needed to win, pitching against arguably the best pitcher on the planet. You know, but he went out there and he stayed into his game plan and what he wanted to do, and you know, he really came out unscathed, and it really showed what he's capable of doing, and it showed how mentally tough he is. So it was great to see. It was great to see him put it out on the line for his team and for himself, and you know, I think he's going to be a great pitcher for us going forward. And even Maddie today, you know, he started out with a little bit, it seemed like a control issue in the first right. inning, but then he settled in. He started making some great pitches. It seemed like his delivery got a lot more consistent as the game went on. He was able to locate all of his pitches with a good changeup, good breaking ball that he's been featuring, and he went 8 solid innings, and you really can't ask for anything more out of your starting pitchers. And as you know, Bum went 7 and a third, I believe. Block went 8, and Matty Moe went 8 as well today. So it really takes the stress off the bullpen and the guys' minds when your pitchers are rolling good enough when they can go 7 or 8 innings every time out there.
I was going to say, you probably haven't pitched probably maybe in a week. Do you still get paid if you don't pitch? Does that work
out? I hope so. I hope I still get paid. No, I mean, you know, you do what you do before the game as relievers. We go out there, we throw, we do our sides or our little flat grounds just to keep loose. I think the last game I got into was last Sunday in San Diego. I warmed up a couple of times in the Colorado series, but our starting pitching has really done the job, and you can see how the bullpen situation is starting to evolve with Romo Will Smith and Hunter in the eighth, and then everyone kind of has is starting to have their innings or their hitters that they're going to be coming in the game. So I think that's what's going to make us successful going through the postseason. When the phone rings down there, we know who is going to be getting up. So I think that's definitely a very positive note that we've kind of established in the last six games.
You're right, and that you've established in winning World Series of having that kind of bullpen where you know what's going to happen. Very, very well said. Denard, Span, and Gillespie today. How about those two?
Those guys are spark plugs. They're lighters. Connor, you don't see a lot of emotion out of Connor very often, but that man has played his tail off, and he's done a great job, and we wouldn't be where we're at without his contributions. And, you know, Denard the same way. When Denard gets rolling and he's playing with his confidence, and, he'll catch anything in the outfield, and he'll fight off those tough pitches until a pitcher makes a mistake, and he'll go the other way. He'll pull something. He'll hit it hard to right field. So I think, all I can say is we're very, very happy and very, very confident with how the last six games have gone, and we're looking forward going into Wednesday's game.
Good for you. And if you get past that, guess where you end up?
Home sweet home, Chicago.
How about it, buddy?
Yeah, I can't wait to disappoint that whole city. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know my brother's not going to be happy with me for saying that because he's a diehard Cubs fan. But, when I was a kid, my dream was to do it as a Cub, and now I'm going in there to try and prevent it as a Giant, and I can't wait. I hope that's the case.
Yeah, can you imagine what it's going to be like? And I hope you make it, and I hope you get into that series. I really do. Because it may be the best ever, honestly.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I remember watching it last year when the Mets went in, Curtis Granderson, who's a friend of mine and from Chicago, went in there, and he spoiled the Cubs' playoff hopes last year. So, this year I hope to spoil his playoff hopes and then spoil the city of Chicago's as well. But it's going to be a series that I think everybody was looking forward to coming out of spring training. And I think with the way we're playing, we have proven that we're in this thing we know where we want to go. So it's something that we've all been looking forward to since it's the even year thing, since spring training, since everything got brought up about the Cubs and the Giants. We got one more win to get, and then we'll roll in there and try and do our thing.
Very good. Georgie, thanks for coming in. As always, you've been great on the show, and we appreciate everything you do, and I'm glad the roles are defined in that bullpen, and you guys know what you're doing, and your locker mate is co-winner of the Willie Mack Award. How about that?
Yeah. Javier Lopez. I've been locker mates with him my 5 years here. Since the day I first got called up, he's been either on my left or my right. So, I've learned a lot from him. I've learned a lot from Jeremy Affelt, who's now doing your side of the broadcasting. Yeah. And, it's been a great ride having him. He's a great individual. He's a very educated guy, great guy. Everyone looks up to him. He's got 4 rings. We're trying to get one for his thumb now. And it would be great to send him off like that.
Very good. Georgie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, that's George Contos here. A pleasure, Matt. Thanks for coming in with George. George, always a pleasure, and I like when you're the co-host with me. I like when you do that. We take the calls. Come on, we did 3 hours together.
We did. We have a good time. Luckily, this time I'm not in the DL, so we're going to cut it a little bit shorter because I got to go home and pack. But I look forward to doing it again. Hopefully, after we win another series or two or three or wherever it takes us.
Thanks, George. Thank you.
Thanks,
all right,
Mark.
Matt. Thank you. All right.